Welcome to the Twisted Mirror Podcast. Just a few announcements before we get started. First of all, I am so happy to be back after a much-needed mid-season break. The first half of the season was a huge learning experience for me. With the workflow I have going on, I've decided on a new release schedule. I will average one episode per month, with the exception of two-parters, which will be released much closer together. This will allow me to focus on each episode a little more, without snapping and becoming the subject of my own horror story. You've all been patiently waiting for the next episode, so I'll make the rest quick. Content warnings are in the show notes. If you have any potential triggers, I implore you to check those out. If you have enjoyed my storytelling so far, the best way you can support the show right now is to tell your horror-loving friends and family, mention it on social media, or anything else to spread the word. You can find links to Twisted Mirror's Facebook and IG and episodes at twistedmirror.com. Ratings and reviews are also appreciated. And don't forget to subscribe to Twisted Mirror's feed wherever you listen to podcasts. And now, it's time to gaze into the Twisted Mirror, where we can see a warped world just slightly different than our own. Sometimes, the difference is so slight, you may not recognize it at all.
You are now staring into the Twisted Mirror.
We've all had those days when it seems as though everything is going wrong. As soon as you open your eyes that morning, your energy is off. You find yourself always one step behind, putting out fire after fire. Every action you take is a reaction. Small and big inconveniences stack up until it feels like the universe decided it would be fun to put a target on your back for a day. On any other day, you might stub your toe or spill coffee on your shirt, and it would no doubt be a nuisance. But on that day, it feels personal. Like something, somewhere is trying to break you. You feel breathless and out of control. Like you're riding a bull, and all you can do is hold on for dear life. I call that feeling chasing the day. Because, well, frankly, it feels like that's precisely what you're doing. The only solace you have is knowing that eventually the day will be over and you'll go to sleep. The race will end and you'll wake up to a fresh start the next day. Or will you? Groan as I reach over to my phone and stop the alarm. Shit, we snoozed way too many times. It's so warm in here. I feel like a zombie. What do I have to do today? The kids need to get ready and go to school. I have to run the office alone while Kathy is gone and continue to train the staff on the new system. Fuck. I have to get my mom a birthday gift. She hates everything. What will I disappoint her with this year? I have to get this AC fixed. Of course it would break down at the start of a heat wave. There's something else. I'm forgetting something. I know I'm forgetting something. Mark, my husband groans on his side of the bed and rolls over. This sucks. I turn towards Mark to meet his exhausted gaze. It's gonna be over 100 degrees today. We really have to get this fixed. You're forgetting something. Think. I left messages with a few HVAC places last night. Even the emergency ones that picked up were booked. I gave them your number to call back since I have a few clients flying in today. We're on some waiting lists in case anyone cancels, but the house is going to get too hot for the kids once the sun picks up, especially Ellie. Of course. Shit, it's really bad timing with Kathy being on vacation, but I can go in late today. I'll try to make some more calls and see if anyone can come out and fix the AC. Mark sighs. Thank you, and any other day I would stay back, but they're coming in from China. You know how long we worked on landing them. Shit. The office is going to be a dumpster fire without me. Of course. I'll figure it out. And remember, you have to drop off Ellie this morning at daycare because I have to get in early. Oh great, one of those vaguely foggy headaches that's going to stay with me all morning. Yep, I got it. Oh, I feel like I got 2 hours of sleep collectively last night. The only saving grace was Ellie sleeping through the night. Must be nice. Same here. I'm going to need a triple shot before this meeting. Speaking of heat and sleeping children, Mark wraps an arm around me and pulls me close. What about 5 minutes of extreme ecstasy on this 6-inch hot rod before the house erupts with our spawn? Is he kidding me? We're already running behind. We've had no sleep, and now I'm stuck getting all the kids to school and daycare while figuring out the AC situation and making sure the office doesn't go into disarray. The last thing I feel right now is horny. Why does my head feel like it's stuck in a perpetual cloud? We haven't had sex in weeks, or has it been months? If I say no, he'll feel rejected. He works in an office with successful, beautiful, young, childless, horny women. Mark would never cheat, but that's what Mom thought before Dad left her for Elena. He's not asking for much. I can't let our intimacy fall to the wayside. Just 5 minutes. Just do it. Well, when you say it like that, how can I... We both hiss under our breaths. Fuck. Off to the races. But also, thank you, little Ellie, for the save. I feign disappointment. I got her. Can you wake up Thomas and Grace before you hop in the shower? Mark rolls away from me and out of the bed in one fluid motion as if powering the move with his sexual frustration. Yep. Hey, pretty girl, my Ellie belly. Aw, are you hungry? Come here. Oh, God, no, that's definitely the other thing. Mommy! Grace says we don't have to go to school today because the air conditioner broke last night. I did not! Ugh, my head. Volume, you two. Go to the kitchen and set yourselves up with some cereal. I have to change and feed Ellie, and we're running late. Grace grabs the cereal off the counter, okay? No climbing on the counters, Thomas. All right, come on, Ellie. Let's get you changed. Oh, God. Dear God, that is horrendous. How does someone so little... Mom, we're out of Lucky Charms, Gracie calls out, storming back towards the nursery. Well, there's other cereals, honey. Don't we have Honey Bunches of Oats and I think Cinnamon Toast Crunch? I don't like those. Can you make us pancakes and bacon? Gracie pleads. Gracie, the AC is broken and it's already warm in here and I don't feel like cooking in this heat. Besides, there's no time, so no. Jesus, how many wipes is this diaper change gonna take? Is that... Thomas! Let me just finish closing this diaper here. Thomas, I explicitly said not to climb the counters! But Grace wouldn't get the cereal from me! I pick up Ellie, who somehow as an infant is easier to deal with this morning than her two older siblings, and race to the kitchen. Greeting me is an exploded plastic cereal container on the floor, its contents strewn everywhere. Damn it, Thomas. Look at this mess, Thomas. I explicitly told you not to climb for the cereal. Why can't you ever just listen? Shit, we have 20 minutes to get out the door. You're lucky we're running behind. Otherwise, you would be picking this mess up. Here, this is the cereal you're both having with this milk, and that's it. If it's not your preferred brand, I am so sorry. Mommy and Daddy are busy this morning, and you'll have to settle. If you behave the rest of this week, I will make you pancakes on Sunday morning, okay? Mark strides into the kitchen, adjusting his shirt. He looks rushed. His face is buried in his phone, and he's concentrating on something. Work, probably. I shouldn't bother him. He has a lot going on at work today. That account is bringing in a huge commission. No, I need his help. Babe, can you heat up Ellie's bottle and maybe some coffee? I haven't even had time to brew a pot. Huh? Yeah, sure, babe. I was actually going to stop at Starbucks this morning. Why don't you treat yourself, too? Because I want coffee now, Mark. Not in an hour after everyone has dropped off. So we have to eat this gross cereal, but Mom gets to treat herself? Enough, Grace, I snap. She rolls her eyes and shoves a reluctant spoon of honey bunches of oats in her mouth. What's not to like about that cereal? It has those sweet little clusters. What's all this? Mark asks as he picks up his feet, clad in work shoes, its bottom grooves now packed with crunchy bits of Cinnamon Toast Crunch. Thomas climbed the counters for cereal, even when Mom told him not to. Grace declares, puffing up her chest. That's not fair. Mommy told Grace to get my cereal, and she wanted Lucky Charms only, so she wouldn't get it for me. Why does she do that? Why does she have to push his buttons on this morning of all mornings? She knows he gets emotional. Gracie, please just leave him alone, I ask. Don't worry about it, Mark. You have to get ready. It's just cereal. I'll clean it when I get back from dropping him off. Mark shrugs and ruffles Thomas's hair. No need to cry, buddy. But you need to stop climbing the counters. Here's Ellie's bottle. Thanks, honey. You too. Hurry up and eat your cereal. Here you go, baby girl. Drink up. We all look at each other quizzically. We like to keep the chaos within the family most mornings. Expecting anyone? Mark asks. Are we? Am I? Oh, shit. That's what... More like who, I forgot. I told Jules that I would drop off Justin at school this morning. She has some thing she needs to get to early. I completely forgot. Grace, honey, can you let him in? Dustin is so gross. He farts a lot. Grace, that is not nice. He has IBS. Mark comes in for the assist. Gracie, honey, please do what your mom asked. She fights me at every turn, and she's only 9. I thought this stuff started at like 13, the earliest. Why can't they stay tiny and sweet like Ellie in my arms forever? Gracie wasn't this quiet, though. She was always a crier, always my little fighter. Ellie slept through the night only after a month. And now, she's 6 months old and her sweet little personality is coming through. She smiles so much. I think she takes after Mark. He's calm about most things. Me? My head is always swimming, jumping from one thing to the next. There's always so much to do. And then there's mornings like this when I feel like my hair is on fire, like I'm juggling 50 balls when I don't even know how to juggle 3. Is Gracie's defiance some sort of punishment for giving my mom a hard time? If Ellie is like Mark, does that mean Gracie is like me? No, I was an angel at that age, I'm sure. If I ask her anything, just anything, she has to assert her independence. The cereal selection, answering the damn door, stirring up her brother when she knows we're all running behind. It doesn't matter how I frame things, how I ask. But if Mark asks, instantly she abides. Why is there cereal all over the floor? Dustin asks. Mark looks at me apologetically and kisses me on the forehead. I gotta finish up here. It's okay, honey. Dustin, did you eat breakfast? I ask. Yeah. Okay. Well then, why don't you sit in the living room while we finish up here? You can watch TV or play with your DS.
Okay.
Shit, 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 shit. T-minus 10 until we have to be in the car. Okay, you two, wrap it up. Go and get dressed. We have to be out the door in 10 minutes. I mean it. Wow, Ellie really mowed down that bottle. Shit, how am I gonna get her burped and dressed and then myself dressed in 10 minutes? Oh, wow, impressive. Okay, what are you going to wear? Oh, yes, the little onesie with the hood with the bear ears. Shit, 5 minutes. Grace? Thomas, are you ready? Thomas isn't ready yet. Thomas, you have 3 minutes. And make sure you don't forget anything. Make sure you bring everything you need. I haven't even brushed my teeth. I can't go out like this. I look like an unhinged person. Grace, honey, grab my keys from the entry table and drag your brother and Dustin into the van and get settled in. I have to finish up here. I'll be there in a few minutes. Thomas, you better hurry up! Grace shouts up the stairs. Mark pops his head in and looks at his Apple Watch. I'm gonna head out. As I stuff Ellie in her onesie, I catch a glimpse of myself in a little mirror in her nursery. My lopsided ponytail, puffy eyes, and wholly faded oversized t-shirt from a 2005 cancer walk stare back at me. I know how it is with these big meetings. He likes to get there early and settle in. He likes to walk in with a clear head and not this frantic energy. But work has been crazy for me this month, too, with setting up the new scheduling system. Fuck, I need to text Riley and let her know I'm not coming in this morning. I get that Mark's extraordinarily busy today, but I really need his help. And my therapist said I need to start asking for it. Mark is a good dad and a good husband. He does pitch in, but can be so oblivious, and I have to say the exact thing I need him to do. It makes me feel guilty. Even I hear myself sounding like a nag. But I'm working on putting all that aside. Babe, you don't have to say yes. I know you have that big meeting with the big clients coming, but I could really use your help. The kids are already in the car, but we're already running late. I have to get dressed and brush my teeth. Can you take care of Ellie for me? She's dressed and ready to go. Otherwise, it's going to take me double the time. Mark studies me for a millisecond and sighs. Yeah, I got her. I reach for the baby bag and hand it to him. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. Of course. All right, come here, Ellie Poo. I hand over a lilting, milk-drunk Ellie to her father. Okay, clock starts now. Brush your teeth. Hair. Ponytail will have to do. What am I going to wear? Should I get dressed for a potential afternoon office visit now? Or is it leggings and this sweater? Maybe these pants. Oh, they feel awful. Leggings it is. Jesus, my pits are rank. A little spray here and here. Okay, out we go. Did everyone just trounce all over the fucking cereal like it wasn't there? Someone farted back here, Grace shouts. Thomas, looking at the perfect opportunity to stick it to his sister, retorts, and without any sense of tact, says, Mom said to be nice to Dustin because he has IBS. Thomas, I exclaim. Apologize to Dustin. Dustin, I am so sorry about what Thomas just said. Why do I have to apologize? She's the one complaining about his farts. Yeah? Well, when are you going to tell Mom you forgot your homework? Grace snaps back with a little smirk. You what? I did not. You did so. I saw it on your desk when you left your room. Thomas begins to frantically rummage through his backpack. And it didn't occur to you to point that out to him, Grace? He never listens, Mom. It's so annoying. Grace, You two are brother and sister. You're supposed to look out for each other. Thomas, I directly reminded you to not leave anything behind. This is what? The third time in 2 weeks? Part of completing your assignment is delivering it. Ms. Masterson spoke to you about this. It's going to affect your report card at this point. You know what? Out. Mom, that's against the rules. We're only supposed to get out drop-off point. Well, they can sue me. I have to grab your brother's assignment and get back in time. I can see the dang entrance with my eyes. Surely, Grace, you three can make it. Grace slides open the door. I glance over at Thomas, his eyes the size of saucers and on the verge of another outburst. This is not how I want our mornings to go. I hate losing patience with them. And there are so many more mornings where we sing together in the car and laugh, and there isn't cereal on the floor, and the house isn't 80 degrees going on 99. But on this morning, I feel like a failure. Sending the kids off with the same chaotic energy that is making my heart race 1,000 beats per minute. Grace, Thomas, I love you. Have a good day at school. I'll be back with your assignment. And Grace, we'll have pancakes on Sunday. Dustin, have a good day too. Love you too, Mom. They reply together like a chorus of the dead. Bye, Miss Jacobs, Dustin says. Okay, now back to the house. Traffic is horrendous this morning. Christ, it's already 90 degrees? Okay, what do I have to do? Yes, Riley. Hey, Siri, text Riley. Hey, I'm gonna have to take this morning off, possibly all day. The AC is on the fritz, and with this heat wave, I have to be available to get it fixed. Kathy is on vacation, as you know, which puts you in charge right now. The system is pretty new to you too, so I'm just going to need you to bear with me and do your best to answer questions for the rest of the staff. No, shit, decline. If you hit something that stumps you, then text or call me. I'm going to try to get this fixed as soon as possible. Send.
Sending.
Oh, I gotta check voicemail. I gotta check this.
Hello, this is Martin from Brother and Sons HVAC. We just had a cancellation and are close by. We could have our technician here in 10 minutes, but I need to confirm within the next few minutes as we have other calls in the queue with this heat wave.
Shit. Don't you go anywhere else, Martin, from Brother and Sons HVAC. How do I return this call? These dumb buttons. Shit, I almost ran that red. Whew, take a breath. Be present. Okay, there it is.
This is Martin.
Martin, hi, this is Brittany Jacobs returning your call.
Yes, I was just about to head over to another.
You just called me.
Yes, ma'am, but we are overbooked, so we're moving as fast as we can.
Please, can you just look at my place now? I have an infant and 2 kids, and our central air just stopped completely last night, and I have to get to work. We won't make it another night in there.
Yeah, okay. So you're there. I'll turn around. I'm just 5 minutes away.
Well, no, but I am on my way. I can meet you right out front. I'm also 5 minutes away.
You're 10 minutes away, you liar. And there goes any chance at stopping for coffee.
I can hear his bullshit meter sounding.
Okay, yeah. I'll meet you in 5 minutes, ma'am.
Oh boy, that's a lot of cereal.
Does everyone who walks in here think I can't see the cereal?
Well, yeah, you know, an overheated family on a hectic Monday morning can get a little clumsy. Okay, well, it looks like your motor is kaput. Oh, no, that sounds bad.
Shit, it's Riley. She wouldn't call unless it was important. Could you excuse me one moment? I'm sorry, I really have to take this.
Riley, what's up?
We have a patient here. She insists she had an appointment this morning, but it's not in the system. She is at the front desk, very irritated, and she refuses to reschedule.
I cover the receiver and offer Martin my biggest doe eyes. I am so sorry, Martin. What's her name? Edna Pierce? Okay, yeah, she's a handful. So I think someone forgot to sync her old account to the new account. So whoever scheduled this didn't import things properly. You have to log into the old system and pull her info. It's so hot in here. How much does a motor run? This HVAC guy keeps glancing at his watch. He's losing his patience. Shit, he just took a call. He's getting antsy. Okay, so just make sure she's handled, okay? Gotta run. Bye. Martin, I'm so sorry about that. Yeah, well, ma'am, I gotta wrap this up quickly and move on to the next appointment. You're leaving? What about fixing it? It's not something I can just fix on the spot. Also, you have a choice on how you want to move forward. We can replace the motor for $1,800 or do the whole unit for $4,500. My word, that hurts. And in either case, we're gonna have to order the parts or unit. I thread my fingers through my hair and attempt to rip it out by the roots for some relief. Okay, well, what's your advice? The unit isn't that old, but it's out of warranty. Honestly, you probably could just swap out the motor and get lots of life out of it. Okay, great. So let's do that. And when can we have that done? We're looking at 2 to 5 days for parts. 2 to 5 days? Well, okay then. Yes, please order the motor. I guess we'll need to book a hotel. It's so damn hot in here. I'm dripping sweat. Yes, ma'am, I would recommend that. The house is already at 85, and I have no doubt it'll get into the mid-90s by noon, and the heat wave is going to last until Friday. Now, if you could just sign here and here. After he secures my signature, Martin leaves, with him and my hopes for an instantly cooled home. A moment of peace. A fragment of stillness. I can clean this mess up and then... Shit, fuck. Thomas's homework. Should I just teach him a lesson? Let his grades suffer? But I promised him I would bring it, and it would be cruel to leave him hanging. Mark and I are gonna have to have a talk with him. He's young, but Grace is right. He never listens. We have to nip this in the bud. Now, where is it? There it is. Shit, it's Riley again. So good. Okay, now what am I gonna wear? I think I'll treat myself to a nice coffee later. How am I already sweating? So once I'm done getting dressed, what's up next? Thomas's homework delivered. Check. Floor clean. Check. And I have to find a hotel for us. Should the kids have their own room? Christ, it's noon already? Riley's gonna have to manage the afternoon without me. Lord knows she's already called 3 times this morning, so basically it's like I'm there. It's just too much to wrangle. I have to book this hotel, pack our things, and school will be over before I know it, and then I have to pick up the kids. It's Mark probably checking in. Shit. 1 missed call, 2 texts. Jesus, Riley, just use your brain cells. Hey, babe, how'd the meeting go?
Good. We're about to head out to lunch. Hey, I just got a text from daycare. They said Ellie was never dropped off, so they were checking in. I told them you must have kept her since you weren't going into the office. Just wanted to make sure because they said they hadn't heard back from you and, you know, you had me worried about you too.
Huh? What do you mean? You had Ellie.
Yeah, We agreed I had the meeting this morning, so you were going to take her instead.
Yes. Then I asked if you'd take her, and you said yes, Mark. This isn't funny.
I'm not joking. Britt, are you home?
If Mark didn't drop Ellie off, where is she? The nursery. Look in there. She's not there. Yes, why? Where's Ellie? Where did you put her?
Go to the van. Right now. You said take care of her. You said you put the other kids in the van and she was dressed and ready. I thought you were asking me to put her in the car seat in the van. She was in the back with Dustin. She's with you, Britt. Ellie is with you.
No, I would have noticed. Are you sure? No. Oh my God, Ellie! It's so hot. My God, it has to be 100 degrees out here. This isn't real. This isn't happening. This is a nightmare. Wake up. Wake up! She's fine. She wouldn't have been in there that long. Maybe, what, 20 minutes? Not my quiet little baby girl. Not my Ellie Pelly. Why wasn't I more clear? How could he have thought I meant... Oh my God, she's in there. Where are my keys? Where are my fucking keys? Where are they? Ellie, wake up.